Well, I'm excited to hear that you guys are getting a new intern, Paul Paoli. Paul has always put a smile on my face when he joined West Hills. I think it was during the COVID pandemic, so they had to do it virtually. But from his service to the music ministry to his heart for evangelism, I was always greatly edified by his time of preaching during Sunday school. And so I'm excited for Paul, and I'm sure you guys are too. And we know that internships, they're a blessing for both parties, right? So, first to the church and the amount of work that the intern's going to put in for the body of Christ, but also to the intern himself, because he's going to gain so much experience. As you know, Pastor Nathan at the Bible Church, head pastor there, was also an intern at West Hills about 4 years ago. And it was a joy working with him. To start up the young adults ministry. And he's still very grateful for his time at West Hills and all that he learned from Pastor Dan. He mentions that Pastor Dan, he's just so great at biblical counseling. And so he benefited greatly from that. So tonight, I want to discuss four main things. First, my internship at West Hills. Second, how you can help your future interns. Third, my current ministry, right? So that's going to be the main thing with the ministry update. And then lastly, how you can be praying for the Bible Church and what are some things to come for the Bible Church. So let's begin with my internship at West Hills. Well, first off, I was truly blessed with my time there as a pastoral intern. But let me give you some backstory of how it all started. So my sophomore year of college, I was at Suffolk Community College. That's where I met Veronica. But anyways, it was 2013, and I was leading a Bible club at that college in Brentwood, and I met a lot of great friends, right? Even some that are online right now, and some of them were asking me, "Hey, Kevin, do you have any recommendations for a good biblical church in Huntington Station?" Right? So this is back 10 years ago. And I told them, I don't know, maybe go on Nine Marks, go on that website and look up a biblical church nearby. So they did, and they found it on Nine Marks, West Hills Baptist Church. Oh, okay, it's Baptist, should be good. I don't know. And so they started going, and they kept going. And they're like, whoa, they're sharing the word of God here. I was like, cool. At the time, I was going to an Assemblies of God church. And so they were just telling me, Kevin, we highly recommend this church. They're preaching the word. And so I said, all right, well, why don't we bring in your pastor as a guest speaker at the Bible Club, right? So the Bible Club, we've always met on Wednesdays and we always had guest speakers. And so this was just another opportunity that I thought, hey, why don't we just get a guest speaker here? But I did not think that this was going to lead to a long friendship with Pastor Dan. And so I remember him shaking my hand when he walks in, very tall. He had a Bible in his other hand. And he's like, hi, how's it going? My name's Pastor Dan, all that. And I said, hello, my name's Kevin. And he said, what do you think I should do? Share my testimony or preach from a passage from, let's say, the book of Daniel. And I said, do whatever you want. I'm cool with it. And so he said, okay, I'm going to preach from the book of Daniel. And when he did, I never heard anything like it. Right? He was a faithful preacher of God's word in person. I wasn't used to that. I usually was on YouTube, listening to other guys like Bodie Bachman or Bull Washer. But in person, here we go, a faithful preacher of God's word. And it was great. And so eventually I end up going to a West Hills small group gathering, right? It was during the holidays around Christmas time. And they were just meeting for fellowship, right? Just hanging out, talking. And I just remember Pastor Dan being very kind and welcoming, and so was his family and the rest of the church. I think it was Dan Louis that I met too at that time, and Liz. And it was just refreshing to meet believers, right? That were serious about hearing the word preached. And so after that time of fellowship, it was a wrap. I wanted to surround myself with godly people like Pastor Dan, who cared about the word of God and it being preached faithfully. And so I started coming out to the men's Bible studies. We used to have a men's Bible study at Pastor Dan's house. We were a lot smaller back then, so there was only about a group of 10, 12 people. I think maybe Burton and Vinny remember that. And we would get there, sit on the couch, sit there on those chairs, and we would hear Pastor Dan go through, let's say, First Corinthians or a study on why the gifts cease, stuff like that. And it was just so refreshing just to be in that small group with these men who were very attentive to hear the word of God preached. And I wanted to be part of something like that, a group of believers that take the word of God seriously. And so eventually I had to make a big decision. I left my old church, the Assemblies of God church that I attended for 7 years. And I was sad at first, but West Hills welcomed me with open arms. And so, like I said, the church back then, 10 years ago, was a lot smaller. And it probably was the amount of people that are currently on Zoom right now. I don't know if it was like 50, 60, but either way, it was a lot smaller. And Pastor Dan had just recently become the new pastor at West Hills. And so it was great to meet many members who were there before Pastor Dan, and I still have some of those friendships today. And so after attending West Hills for a couple of months, Pastor Dan met with Veronica and I for premarital counseling. And that was just really sacrificial of his time, to give me just counseling before I would get married. And they were very convicting at times. Pastor Dan, he keeps it real. Some of you know if you met with him for marriage counseling. And so I was truly blessed by the many rebukes and corrections. And Veronica and I soon got married by Pastor Dan, June of 2016. So almost 7 years. Wow, next month. Oh, snap. Okay. And so, West Hills will always have a special place in my heart, right? We even had a reception right where the West Hills football field was. Yes, we had a football field before. Now it's an extension of our parking lot. Yes, I do miss that football field. So then we got married, right? And Pastor said, "Hey, Kevin, I know you're interested in preaching and serving in that ministry. Why don't you go to seminary?" And so I just finished with my bachelor's media communications. I was thinking maybe doing something with radio or whatever. And but my heart was really desiring to teach and preach. And Pastor's like, "Go to seminary," and I was like, "Okay." And so I went to seminary. But even then, from the jump, Pastor was like, "Why don't we meet with some other leaders and we'll have some leadership classes?" And so he was always sacrificial with his time and just caring and loving and called me up, see how I was doing. And so that was the beginning of my seminary journey. And during these times, he gave me a lot of opportunities to preach during Sunday school, right? The 10 o'clock. And he gave me great feedback. And he also had the church there give me their input. And it was very encouraging when I first began. And so during this time, let's say, yeah, almost 8 years ago, I was able to serve in different ministries, whether it be the 10 o'clock teaching, sometimes in Colossians or Galatians. And also I was serving in the sound booth with Joe. And then we had children's church ministries, right? So they had some Awana, they had a junior church. And so it was great being able to serve at that time. And so then 5 years later after that, I was coming to a close to my seminary studies. And my seminary required an internship at a local church to complete my Master of Divinity. And so after seeking some counsel from godly men, they thought it would be a great idea to do my internship at West Hills. I mean, I could have been at a different church or a different state somewhere else, but they were saying, "No, I think this would be great for you if you did an internship here at West Hills." And so I asked Pastor Dan, and he presented it to the church, and you guys voted me on. But even before that, let me back up a little bit. The church, you guys were gracious enough to support me financially at the start of my Master of Divinity. And so thank you again for voting yes. I was able to graduate debt-free. So that was great. And so the internship was really just the icing of the cake for my seminary days, as Pastor Dan and Pastor Evan really took me under their wings. And so in this internship, I had to do some projects and put in a total of 2,000 hours. And I'm thankful for all of you who voted yes for me to be financially supported during this time. I was able to go from full-time work at my other job to part-time. And I was also able to focus more on the ministry because of this. And so I met a lot of new people during this time at West Hills. Firstly, Pastor Evan. I started my internship around the same time Pastor Evan joined West Hills. I remember meeting with him weekly to discuss certain projects and to encourage me in my journey to being a pastor. And he gave me some advice in regard to my marriage and how to go about in ministry. So I just love going out for a walk with him. And it was just very encouraging, all the advice he gave me. And I had a lot of questions and he had a lot of answers. And so it was a blessing to meet someone like Pastor Evan. And obviously we still want to continue our friendship, and we try to hang out at least every 6 months. So that's number one person that I met that really encouraged me during my internship. Number two, Stephen Caligani, right? He helped me in many areas that I needed to grow in. I remember the first time he was actually at Pastor Evan's parsonage right now, because he was helping us, right? Being able to stay there because there was no one living there at the time. And I remember going over his house and got some coffee, some tea. And just asking me straight up, how have you been spiritually? And I just need that. I need to hear that. I need to hear that probably at least once a week. How are you doing spiritually? And it was very convicting. And we had a good time of fellowship. I believe Savvy made some food. It was really delicious. And so he joined the church shortly after during that time where I'm about to be in the internship and all that. And he started helping with the young adults ministry that I eventually took over because the previous intern left during the COVID-19 pandemic. And so I remember a lot of times with Stephen just discussing different things, but mainly prayer and fasting, right? He led by example in those areas, and it really grew on me. It really reminded me of just the importance of seeking the Lord, especially when you're doing a ministry like the young adults. We need to be praying for everyone involved in that ministry, and we were able to see a lot of fruit from it. So the third person, and you're gonna be like, why are you mentioning him? Well, Pastor Dan, because even though I already knew him for 8 years, I felt like I got to know more of Pastor Dan and all the work he puts in into the ministry once I became an intern. Now I was in the pastoral meetings, right? I was able to observe some big decisions that him and Pastor Evan have had to make. And it was a weekly meeting of really just seeking the Lord and discussing some important topics. And I noticed a lot of wisdom on Pastor Dan's part. And so those times were just a blessing. Another thing Pastor Dan did, he gave me so many opportunities to serve at the church. For example, I was able to help with junior church and be more of a leader in there and take some more responsibility there. I was also able to organize events for evangelism and apologetics. I was able to step in for Zoom Bible studies. I was also able to help with Monday night book studies, leading the congregation in singing. Sunday schools, pulpit supply. They allowed me to go to the Long Island Ducks to preach. I was able to disciple some young adults, help organize some events like the Turkey Bowl, soccer, ping pong tournaments, all of that. I was even allowed to start a softball team, which Pastor Dan went once, and his on base percentage is really good. All right, if you didn't know that, he has a good OPP. Other than that, we had some paint nights, some young adult hikes, some glory to God runs, campfire nights. We were able to visit some people in need. Obviously, I was able to go to some sessions where he was counseling a couple, and I was able to sit in on that. And so West Hills really gave me a chance to get my feet wet in almost every ministry. And I think I did nursery once, which was probably the hardest of all of them. So shout out to all the ladies that serve in that ministry, especially with all the babies that I'm hearing that West Hills is having. Be fruitful and multiply. Amen. So yes, Santiago says hi, and thank you to all the women that served in that ministry. All right, back to the many opportunities that West Hills gave me for my internship. One of the other times that I really enjoyed was when we went with the pastors to a Shepherd 360 conference. I was able to spend some time in the car. I mean, I'm talking about 8 hours in the car with the pastors, and they were discussing some deep theological topics, right? They were talking about membership. There, it was so many different topics, but it was like listening to a great Christian podcast. You just could listen to it on day on repeat. I also was able to go to Sight and Sounds to see the Esther play, and so it was just a great time of fellowship with the pastors, and you could really see their love for God and the love for the church and wanting to see the church grow spiritually, and so that was very edifying. And just to see their, church philosophy and how they approach ministry, I thought I benefited a lot from. And for the last part of this first point, we're talking about the West Hills internship. I just want to give you the top 10 things I learned as an intern at West Hills. So these are 10 things that I learned pretty much my time at West Hills, and 10 things I observed. So number one, an appreciation for God's word. I noticed when I joined this church, the focus was not on man-made events. It was to hear the word of God preached. And so, West Hills Baptist Church, that's what I'm always going to remember. We want to hear the word preached because that's ultimately how we hear from God, right? We need to be under the teaching of faithful preaching. And so that's number one. Number two, I also learned preparation and patience. So I'm the type of guy that just likes to do things right away, without any planning. And I learned that wasn't wise. We really need to think things through before we do it. And that might take a couple months before we say, all right, let's move forward with this plan. And so I was reminded, Kevin, you want to do your best, right? So you want to prepare, you want to be productive. It'll be good to have a schedule, to have maybe a calendar and work ahead. And so these are little things that I took from Pastor Evan and Pastor Dan that really I still do now because of them showing me by their example. So number two, preparation and patience. Number three, and some of you know this, being on time, right? It's so easy to procrastinate or be like 5 minutes late, but no, 30 minutes is early. 30 minutes early is really on time, right? So I learned that it's so important, to have structure, right? To be orderly. And so being on time. And so, yes, I am doing good on that right now. I'm on time. Number four, church submission and discipline, right? If you've been a part of West Hills, there are times where we practice church discipline, and it's so important. And there were times where I was rebuked. There were times where, I had to confess sin and ask for forgiveness. And so I saw this modeled properly at West Hills, and I learned especially during the COVID pandemic, we need to submit to the elders. And so that was refreshing to be under a church that practiced church submission and discipline. Number five, recommended no resources that were recommended. So biblical languages, obviously we learned that in seminary, but what can happen is we could just learn it for 1 week and say, okay, next. But Pastor Dan and Pastor Evan really have a love for the original languages. And so that really is starting to grow on me. And they're basically an example in that area, really getting down to the Greek and the Hebrew. If you've been under preaching, especially in the book of Daniel, we learned a lot about historical context, and that is so important when you're preaching the word. So that's another thing that I learned, going to good commentaries, also preparing an outline, illustrations, mind maps, just going deep into the word, taking your time and preparing a really good message. So those resources are really important. Number six, note taking. This is really one of those things that some of us do, some of us don't. We're just easier just listening. But note taking for me, I didn't really do it much when I first started coming to West Hills, and now I see that it's such a good thing, right? It helps you to pay attention, stay focused. It also gives you opportunity to ask questions. So you write down, a question from the sermon, and that could be really a blessing. So note taking. Number seven, meditation and regular reading of God's word. If you remember Pastor Dan's famous line, we are the richest people we know. And so just meditating on the word is so important. Just knowing that we are the richest people, and thinking about that, letting that really sink in, right? You could be the poorest person ever. You could not have much. But if you know the word and you know what it says, man, it is refreshing and encouraging. And so meditation and a regular reading of God's word, that was huge for me as an intern. Number eight, disciplined prayer. So early Saturday mornings is when the pastors would meet to pray. And waking up early on a Saturday, I was not a fan, but I noticed, wow, this is so beautiful to be disciplined in prayer and waking up. There were also some late Monday nights that we would spend hours in prayer, and that was just a joy, going before the Lord and praying for his people. And so I would always remember that from West Hills, a disciplined prayer life. Number nine, evangelism. I was able to go out door to door, go to some parks, hand out some tracts at grocery stores, train stations. We did a dog event. It was just a joy at West Hills with the evangelism team, and knowing so many guys had that heart for evangelism. And lastly, number 10, family worship and family time. So going over people's houses and seeing godly examples of what it looks like to be a godly husband and a father, that was much needed in my life. And I was able to see just how they loved their wives and their children, and also how they loved the members at West Hills and the visitors. And so they really reached out and cared for others. And so during my time, that just really rubbed off on me. Just I want to go and love my wife. I want to go and love my kids, and spend time with them. And then also reaching out to visitors. And so let's move on to the second point. So I know the first point was pretty long, but we're going on to the second point. It'll be a lot shorter here. How can you encourage your new intern? All right. So we talked about my internship at West Hills. Let's talk a little bit about the future interns, right? We know right now it's Paul Paoli, but who knows? Maybe in a couple of years. What about then? So how do you encourage them? We know, guys, having a new intern can feel a little weird. Maybe you know the guy already, maybe you don't. Regardless, you want to pray for this person and his family. This person could be a pastor someday soon. And so you want to love on them as best as you can. Remind them that you're praying for them. All right. Another thing you could do is encourage them. There isn't going to be a perfect intern. They should be willing to learn. And so one of the best moments at my time at West Hills was hearing feedback after I preached. And so don't be shy. Interns want to grow. Another thing to keep in mind is that interns tend to be really busy and they're not Superman. So if you can help them in some way, feel free to ask them, hey, is there anything I can do for you? Is there any way I can help? And a good way is to see if there's a need in your church and you step up. Because if you don't step up, the intern will most likely have to. And so if the nursery needs more people, be willing to serve. If children's church needs more volunteers, step it up. So why don't I give you a couple of verses here just on this topic of serving? So if you have your Bibles, go to 1 Peter 4. 1 Peter chapter 4. And Pastor Nathan actually is going through 1 Peter right now. He just finished up the Gospel of Mark. All righty. It's right next to James. Beautiful. All right, look at verse 10 through 12 here, 1 Peter 4. It says, as each one has received a special gift, employ it in serving one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Verse 11, whoever speaks is to do so as one who is speaking the utterances of God. Whoever serves is to do so as one who is serving by the strength which God supplies. And here's the key. So that in all things, God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belongs the glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Beloved, serving at your church, it's a way to glorify God, right? What is What is our purpose in life? To glorify God and join forever. So if you have an opportunity to serve at your church, man, why wouldn't you, right? You get a chance to glorify God through that. And I love here it says, by the strength which God supplies. Sometimes, we're like, I don't know if I could do it and this and that. God is going to give you strength. I mean, he wants you to serve. And so, yeah, step up and serve, right? And I say that in a loving way, all right? All right. Another passage that I think, because we're talking about the topic of service here, Paul said this of Timothy in Philippians. So go with me to Philippians. So about like six, seven books to your left. Philippians 2, and we're going to look at verses 19 to 23. Just hear what Paul says about Timothy. I think this should encourage us, maybe convict us. Look what it says, verse 19. But I hope in the Lord Jesus to send Timothy to you shortly, so that I also may be encouraged when I learn of your condition. For I have no one else of kindred spirit who would be genuinely be concerned for your welfare. For they all, and this is the key one here for us, this verse here. For they all seek after their own interests, not those of Christ Jesus. But you know of his proven worth, that he served with me in the furtherance of the gospel like a child serving his father. Therefore, I hope to send him immediately as soon as I see how things go with me. And so, man, I just love this, what Paul is saying about Timothy. The others are seeking the interests of their own, but not those of Christ. And so when you're serving, you're seeking to serve Christ's interests, right? You really love the Lord. You really want to obey him and do as he commands and follow him. Man, then serve in your local church, right? Seek the interests of Christ Jesus. And I just love that he mentioned he had a kind spirit and all that. And so looking out for the well-being of others, right? So it's basically a rebuke to selfishness, and really think of others, right? Think of others, in your church. And so this intern is going to be part of your family, for however long you have him, right? Could be 2 years, could be four, who knows? Treat them like your family. Mi casa es tu casa. And when you disagree with the intern, remember what Paul says to the Galatians. So one more verse here about service. Look at Galatians 5, verse 13. Alrighty. When you disagree with your intern, verse 13, Galatians 5. For you were called to freedom, brethren. Only do not turn your freedom into an opportunity for the flesh, but through love, serve one another. You need to love your intern. All right. Don't get so upset or heated. Love this intern. All right, let's go on to the third point. So we're done with the internship. Now let me give you an update on my current ministry, the Bible Church, right? So the Bible Church, they voted me in November of 2022 to take me on as the assistant pastor. In 2023, pending my ordination. And since February, I've been working full time at the Bible Church of Port Washington. However, I do have a part-time job since we are a smaller church with a small budget. Our church, if you know where it's located, it's close to Glen Cove, in Manhasset, about 30 minutes from West Hills, going west. So the church, it's able to support a parsonage for my family. So I live 3 minutes from the church, and I have an office there where I prepare the Sunday school message. And I remember I was able to go through the book of James at West Hills for 13 weeks last summer during the Sunday school hour. And so what I'm doing now, I'm planning to go through James in a total of 31 weeks with the Bible Church. And so I'm going to get deeper into the text here, go slowly. Right now, I just finished 10 weeks. And that was just chapter one. And so here's the difference though. The setting is completely different, right? We're downstairs in the basement. And rather than me preaching the whole time, it has a more classroom setting. And so I have review sheets, study questions at the end. And every 5 weeks, we have a quarterly quiz. And people are free to ask questions and make comments if something really encourages them during this time in the book of James. And so that's one of the major tasks as the assistant pastor to prepare Sunday school. But I also am going to have opportunities to preach during the Sunday morning worship service. And so far, the transition has been smooth. So just let me give you a breakdown of a typical week at the Bible Church. So Mondays are the main days that I do sermon preparation. Tuesdays, I meet with Pastor Nathan for pastoral meetings. And so we discuss and pray during these times about many things in our church. Wednesdays, we have our community groups, sometimes at one of the parsonages or in the church basement. And so these are basically like small groups, but we also have people joining in on Zoom. We have some coffee, we have some treats there. So it's a really nice time. Right now, we just started a series in eschatology. And so Pastor Nathan has been teaching, things about the rapture, great tribulation, all that. However, every five lessons that I finish up in the book of James, we take a time of discussion on Wednesdays to just further examine topics from that lessons. So, for example, if I taught about being slow to anger, verses 19 to 21 of James chapter 1, we review how maybe we've been following that command and how we can continue to be slow to anger. And so basically, it's just a really good time for everyone to chime in. And we actually did that yesterday on Wednesday. So that was very edifying to just hear everyone's take on, let's say James chapter 1, verses 13 to 27. So then on Thursdays, I usually meet with people for counseling. Sometimes I'm able to meet with some unbelievers and share the gospel with them. I'm also able to sit in on Pastor Nathan's marriage counseling sessions. Recently, I've been able to translate for a Spanish couple. And so that's just a joy because that's one of the things I always want to, contribute since I know another language. And so that's just been a blessing. And on Fridays, we have youth or prayer nights. And so right now, we have a group of 10 teenagers that we're able to share the word every other Friday. And so I'm teaching through Genesis. I think this week we're going to be talking about Noah and the ark and all that stuff. And yeah, so what do we do there? We usually play some games, we answer some questions from the passage of scripture. And yes, we have a ping pong table. If anyone's wondering if my ping pong days are over, no, we do still play ping pong there. Other than that, we also on Fridays have our monthly church prayer meetings that we just started in one of our members' homes. And it's been a great time of just seeking the Lord together. And so, on that topic of prayer, let me give you two more verses. So, go to Acts chapter 1. So, Acts chapter 1, after the ascension of Christ, what is the early church doing? Acts 1, verse 14. See the 11 disciples, Mary, right in the upper room. So look what it says, verse 14. And this is key here. Acts 1. These all with one mind were continually devoting themselves to prayer, along with the women, Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. So really important here, guys, just devoting yourselves to prayer. And it says, we're going to see in another verse, continually. But just on this topic, guys, it's so important to meet together throughout the week to pray. And I know you guys were doing it on Zoom right now and other times. So just a reminder, just be always in prayer as a church. And then look at Acts 2, 42. Acts 2, 42. And they were continually, again, devoting, right, themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer continually, right? This is something we got to keep doing. Be persistent in it. Devote yourselves to this. And so it's just an important reminder, guys, that we need to be praying. And there's so much to pray for. And we'll get to that last point in a second. And just a reminder again, praying with one accord, right? With the same mind. So important to be united as a church and praying together on the same matters is key. And then Saturdays, we have church events like our breakfast fellowship. And so our breakfast fellowships have been very edifying. Yes, the food is great, but we come there for the word. And so the first Saturday of every month, the ladies meet to go over a book called Knowing God by J.I. Packer. And then the men are discussing the book of Proverbs. And so right now we're on chapter 23. And then on Sundays, I usually teach Sunday school. And sometimes I get to help with the Lord's table and announcements. I'm also helping now with the AV team. So it's kind of cool. Like when I first started at West Hills, I was working with the AV team. And now at the Bible Church, here I am working in the AV team as well. And so Veronica also helps out with nursery and the music ministry. So that's a typical week. So let me give you some other things that have recently occurred in the last few months. Our youth group, we just attended an apologetics conference in Pennsylvania. It was titled Reality Apologetics by Stand to Reason. And so they spoke on topics like the problem of evil, suicide, and homosexuality. And it was encouraging to a lot of the youth who had questions about these things. Pastor Nathan and I also attended another apologetics conference in Westminster Theological Seminary. So it was really a good time to just discuss our plans for the years to come at the Bible Church. And another big event that just happened was the big move that occurred in March. And so I'm thankful for the many West Hills members that were able to help my family move. Some of you guys had trucks, and so that was great. We were able to pretty much move everything on one day. And it was a great time just to serve and fellowship. Tiring, but really a great day. Another thing that recently happened was the Good Friday service. What we did was we created some scripts to reflect on how the disciples might have felt when Jesus died. And so I was role-playing John the disciple. And I mainly just shared scripture references during this time. And it was just nice to see many of our members participate and really get into character. And then lastly, guys, let's get into the fourth point. How can you be praying for my family and the Bible Church? And what are some things that are to come at the Bible Church? So in the summer, Pastor Nathan and I will be preaching through Psalms 1 through 9. And so I'm going to preach 1 week, and then he's going to preach the next week. So I have Psalm 1, he has Psalm 2, and then I do Psalm 3. We're going to go back and forth in the summer. And we plan to do that every summer. So pray that this will just be a very refreshing time for our church. And I'm also going to be preaching through 2 Peter whenever it is my time to preach on a Sunday morning service. So Pastor Nathan's doing 1 Peter, so I'll be doing 2 Peter during this time. And so just pray that I will be able to preach with passion and clarity. Another exciting thing to come at the Bible Church is the start of our evangelism team. And so the first event is actually next Thursday. It's going to be a street fair in Port Washington. And so we plan to have a table and give out some free waters, gospel tracts, Christian books, Bibles. We're even going to do some blood pressure tests, right? We have some doctors here. And also, someone's going to be playing some songs. They got the congas and the guitar, all that. So it's going to be great. So that's next week, and keep us in prayer with that. We're going to have some shirts with our website name. And so just pray that we'll be able to share the gospel with many in our community and see some of them come out to church. We're also going to start doing new movers for churches. So what ends up happening is you get a list of the people that are moving nearby. And what we're going to do is we're going to welcome them, give them like a gift basket or something and invite them to church and hopefully get a chance to share the gospel with them when we go to their door. We're also having our Memorial Day picnic. So just pray that that would be a good time of fellowship. And yeah, my ordination's coming up June 16. So keep that in prayer. That's going to be on a Friday night at West Hills. Like to see some of you guys there. And additionally, in the summer, we're going to start a book study called The Family at Church by Joel Beakey. So just pray that our church grows during this time of learning on topics of listening to sermons and attending prayer meetings. Also pray for our youth to be more active in the schools they're in. We're currently actually in the high school next to the church, and we help with the Bible club in the mornings. That's pretty cool. And then we're also going to probably start up adventure clubs, which you guys know is based off from a curriculum from Generations of Grace, for just, little kids. And so just pray that the Lord would use that type of program for any future families. And another cool thing is the new young adults ministry, right? So we've been able to get some new young adults. So we're planning to start that actually June 2nd in the summer. So yeah, so that's going to be cool. And a new young adults ministry. So just pray also for the new visitors that have been coming out. They usually are listening to us on sermon audio, and then some of them are shy, they don't want to come in person, but then they finally come in person and they stick around. So yeah, that's been a blessing. So just pray for those that are online that don't come in person, that the Lord would convict them to come in person. So right now, the Bible Church, we have about 50 to 70 people every week. It's a smaller church with lots of potential to grow. But I was telling one of my brothers in Christ who visited the church a couple months ago, I said, before we grow, I want to grow. Let me explain that a little bit. Go to Acts chapter 2, verse 46. Before we grow, I want to grow. Look at Acts 2:46. It says here, day by day, continuing with one mind in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, they were taking their meals together with gladness and sincerity of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord was adding to their number day by day those who were being saved. And so it's so important to have a core of believers, a core group of believers that are faithful to the local church, who leads by example. What did the text say there? They were eating together. They were day by day continuing with one mind. They were united. They were praising God, having favor, sincerity of heart, gladness. And so that's what we want at the Bible Church, just all of us united, growing spiritually. That's the main focus right now before we grow in numbers. And so pray for our members to be more willing to serve in areas like visiting the elderly and the sick. And lastly, just pray for our church that we would be a light in Port Washington that brings God glory. And for me, guys, you could definitely keep me in prayer as my family. We're having this transition, right? It's our first big move, and our kids, obviously. And so let me just pray right now. If anyone has any questions, you can ask after I pray, and we'll have like maybe 3, 4 minutes of questions, but let's just go to the Lord. Lord God, we thank you for this time. Lord, it's your ministry, it's your church, and we are humbly here just serving you. Lord, we know your example of service. Lord, you laid down your life for us. Lord, you did not come to be served, but you came, Lord, to die for us, to be a ransom for us, to serve us, our humble King. And so help us to want to reflect that service that you had. Help us to be people of prayer. We know you were. And Lord God, convict us. Make us warriors for you, Lord, soldiers for you. Just always running to you, clinging to you, and seeing how we can help the body of Christ and serve. Lord, we thank you for this time. In Jesus' name, amen.